Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. San Quentin Prison now reports more than 100 staffers have been diagnosed with COVID-19. And Marin County has announced the first inmate death there due to the disease. Richard Stitely, a 71-year-old on death row. All told, there are more than 1,000 positive cases amongst the incarcerated population. That's more than a quarter of all inmates. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
Spreading very fast. All but 43 of the cases were diagnosed within the past 2 weeks. Governor Gavin Newsom said state officials are working overtime with urgency to help incarcerated people at the prison.
And we have formalized strategies and plans, including the prospect of using Seton Hospital, one of our alternative care facility sites, if we have to transfer many patients into the hospital system.
The State Senate Committee on Public Safety will meet Wednesday to discuss how to handle COVID-19 in prisons. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
Unofficial pride gatherings were held throughout San Francisco this past weekend, despite the cancellation of marches due to the coronavirus. KALW's Vivian Bausu Skinner has the story.
Crowds of people gathered in various parts of the city to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Pride. And this year, the marches took a more intersectional approach in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. On Saturday, a lone police van attempted to stop marchers part of the Pride is a Riot march. Their van was spray-painted with them inside, and the officers rushed at protesters with batons. The officers eventually left through an alley as marchers continued walking up Valencia. And then, on Sunday, which is normally the day of the largest parade, organizers and activists took to the streets with chants of, quote, "Hands up, don't shoot," and "Black Lives Matter." Marchers were instructed to wear masks and reclaim Pride. I talked to Anita Moore, a drag queen, chef, and mother, among other things. For the last 17 years, she has hosted a nonprofit Pride party whose proceeds benefit organizations around San Francisco. This year, she turned her party into a march.
I think the feeling that came out of the People's March was that for the first time, for a lot of people, it actually felt like Pride. It felt like the reason why people needed to be out in the streets. This year was the 50th anniversary of the march in San Francisco that started everything. And that came out of the Compton Cafeteria riots and Stonewall in New York. So people became aware, oh, this is what Pride is about.
I'm Vivian Bosu Skinner, KALW News.
A day after he ordered bars closed in a handful of counties, Governor Gavin Newsom says he's considering further restrictions to stem the further spread of coronavirus. The governor did not elaborate on what measures he's considering, but he also says the state will step up enforcement of current safety protocols, like the requirement to wear a mask in public.
We want to work with people and be responsive and responsible to help support their needs, particularly small businesses.
Earlier this year, the state threatened business licenses of bars and nail salons that defied restrictions and reopened earlier than allowed. Newsom also said that he'd withhold funding for counties that don't enforce the mask requirement and other restrictions. The governor says coronavirus cases in the state have jumped 45% in the last week. The governor will give a press briefing today at 12 noon, and KLW will bring it to you live. Joseph DeAngelo, the suspect in the Golden State Killer case, has pleaded guilty to dozens of rape and murder charges in order to avoid the death penalty. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
Attorneys, media, victims, and their families gathered in a ballroom at Sacramento State University for the plea hearing in order to accommodate for social distancing. 74-year-old DeAngelo earned a degree in criminal justice from that same college nearly five decades ago. He committed his first wave of break-ins and rapes only miles away. At the time, he was known as the East Area Rapist. One of DeAngelo's first victims, Jane Carson Sandler, attended the hearing.
44 years I've waited to hear him plead guilty. It's a long time, 44 years. Yeah, I'm just so emotional right now.
Prosecutors say DeAngelo committed a total of 13 murders and nearly 50 rapes across California. Each crime was described in graphic detail during the hours-long hearing. DeAngelo's plea deal calls for multiple life sentences without the possibility of parole. Gay Hardwick, who survived a sexual assault at the hands of D'Angelo in 1978, said the guilty plea is bittersweet.
It's the best outcome we could have hoped for under the circumstances, but there isn't any justice because all of us here today who are survivors, we've already served a full life sentence of over 40 years, which D'Angelo will never serve because of his age.
Victims and their families will address the court at a sentencing hearing in August. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.